So we all know the story. We all heard the news. Right? I actually kind of liked Takeoff, man. I wasn't like the biggest Migos fan, but there were some songs that were really catchy that I actually kind of got into. My Tuesday is going all right, man. If you aren't familiar with the Migos, especially with Takeoff, I want to say he was the best rapper in the group. Like, he can actually string together some bars. And there's this one song they got out there called Commando. Go look up Migos Commando. All right? That's probably my favorite Migos song of all time. But anyways, your man's is up there. Man, that's a crazy way to... That's a horrible way to go out, man. From what I hear, they say he may have gotten shot by people from his own camp because had a bunch of wild niggas around that don't know how to aim weapons and shoot them. And yeah, you can't be around niggas, man. You cannot be around niggas. Right, and we all have heard the speeches. I done watched a couple videos. Everybody's giving the same. Yeah, another rapper got shot, Christina. One of the Migos, Quavo's nephew, Takeoff. He got killed early this morning out in Houston. It was at a bowling alley. It was like a private party going on. And they say Quavo was outside shooting dice. And they say Quavo was getting his pockets ran, meaning he was losing the dice game. And then they say Quavo started getting pissed. And then all of a sudden, guns got drawn. And niggas started shooting. And they say Takeoff just happened to be there. Like, he wasn't involved, but they say he got shot in the head. Either in the head or in the neck. And then there's, like, video of him laying on the ground. Very tragic, man. Multi-millionaires. All three of them. This is the way it ends at 28 years old, right? It's crazy. That is crazy. Can't be around. Well, I don't know if he was shooting dice. They say Quavo was, but still, yeah, you're right though. A multimillionaire shooting dice. 2 o'clock in the morning with a bunch of high drunk niggas. It's probably a recipe for a disaster, man. You know what I mean? You can just go to the casino. They got security guards there. Do all kind of crap. Well, you know, what do I know? Well, I'm not really here to talk about that aspect. Because, you know, I'm pretty sure there's like 1,000 videos talking about it. What I want to know is, who do y'all think is going to be the next rapper to get killed? Who y'all think, man? If you go look on Wikipedia, they have an actual page on there listing all the most popular rappers going back to 1987 who have been killed. You know, the first hip-hop dude, official hip-hop dude to get killed was DJ Scott LaRock of Boogie Down Productions, right? So they got him listed as number one. And then they just added Takeoff's name to the list. So my thing is, who's going to be next, man? Who's going to be next? I'm thinking about building a website around this crap. You know what I'm saying? Just listing all the rappers, the most popular ones. You know, the ones that everybody's somewhat familiar with. Like, keeping track of this. And then putting, like, on the home page, like, a big question mark as to who's going to be next. You know somebody's going to be next. You know another one is coming. What's your man's name? P&B Rock. What's it been, like, a month? Maybe a month and a half or so since he got sent up out of here? So I think we should start keeping tally on this, man. You know what I mean? Keeping tally on it. Maybe depending upon who gets it right, we can send them like an Amazon gift card or something like that. Because, you know, I don't know what else to say about this. You know what I mean? You can keep having a, because what it is, people are going to keep making the same videos. Oh, I can't believe they killed this. And look, it's sad, especially if the dude ain't had nothing to do with it. I get that aspect. But, you know, how many times you got to, how many videos got to be made? How many celebrities got to get up on here talking about people need to move different? Because I heard it this morning when I was getting to the truck to go to work. And Ricky Smiley was on. And I heard the brat, she came on to give her celebrity news. And she was the one who actually broke the story to me. And then, you know, she was like, oh, I knew him and blah, blah, blah. And the brat was like, that's why I don't be going out no more. I just go home and do my thing. And I'm like, well, of course you do, because you're in your 40s now. But, you know, back in your young days, you was wilding out too. But I understand why you go home now, because you can't compete with these youngins. These youngins is out of control. But the whole point is this. We can keep giving, you know, we can keep giving these video lectures, listen to the celebrities, reading their tweets, talking about how everybody needs to stay home, you need to get more security, you need to stop hanging out with the broke niggas, you ain't a hood nigga no more, you a rich nigga, yada, yada, yada. I just think we just need to put up like a big billboard in like Times Square, every major city, where there's like a LA, Atlanta, and just put up a time and put up a billboard with a big question mark on what famous rapper is going to be the next one to be killed. You know what I'm saying? Turn it into like a game that everybody can participate in. You know, not those trying to kill, not those trying to send people up out of here, but you know, for the rest of us, kind of like the lottery. You know what I mean? Because it's you know, what else do you say and do at this point? What else do you say and do, man? You got these niggas are multi, some of these niggas are multi-millionaires and acting like they just some random niggas on the block. We could blame hip-hop. We could blame the small hats. All right, you can do all that, I guess, but I thought I was listening to C Boogie earlier. C Boogie sound like he been listening to Akatunde Nation. C Boogie is like completely over the Negro. C Boogie was like, the black man needs to be destroyed and rebuilt from the ground up. And look, I've already, you know, a lot of us are already on that wavelength, but still. Niggas gonna do what they wanna do, man. And small hats ain't shooting people, we got that. So we could be like, but they signing the rappers. Yeah, I get that, but still. Most of the people that kill the rappers aren't rappers themselves. Bunch of niggas. You know what I mean? So I think you know, I might create like a website, man, just, you know. And then whoever gets it right, you know, I'll send you like a $10 Amazon gift card or something, man. Because, you know, at this point, ain't nothing else we can do. They ain't going to change. They ain't going to stop. Somebody else, in about a week or two, a month or so, we're going to be talking about somebody, some other famous rapper who got shot and killed, or semi-famous rapper. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be, right? Like, go look at the list on Wikipedia, man. Look at all them names. Look at the timeline where a lot of them people got killed. You're like, damn, they was like getting dropped back to back to back. Let's go look at it, man. How many between, let's just rewind the clock back to Nipsey Hussle. Y'all do realize it's been over 3 years since he got killed. So between Nipsey Hussle and Takeoff, it's probably about 10, 15 people on that list. Know what I mean? Just between the time of Nipsey and Takeoff. It's like, it's got to be about 10 well-known rappers on that list. Say Tupac and his cousin. Who's his cousin? I don't even know who Tupac's cousin is. Was he a rapper? Was he one of the Outlaws or something? So I've been telling folks to get right from day one. Look, niggas don't want to get right. That's the thing, D. I've reached this point in my YouTube career I've reached this point. Oh, Gaddafi. That was his cousin? Oh, okay. Yeah, I've reached this point in my YouTube career that I'm not trying to change niggas. I'm not, listen, you ain't gonna, I'm not finna be out there preaching, talking about you need to get your mind right. You need to do this, you need to do that. Nah, y'all do what y'all do, just as long as y'all do it over there. Do it over there. You know what I'm saying? Or if you, the closer you try to bring it to me, I'm just gonna pack my family and my resources up and relocate to another spot. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm on. Like the neighborhood I live in, if this thing starts getting too black, I'm moving. I'm moving. I don't care how nice it look. If the demographics in my neighborhood shift to where it look like it's becoming darker and darker, G Dizzle is moving. I'm moving wherever the white folks go, I'm going. Because I don't want to be around the shit. I don't want to be around it. I don't. Call me a coon, self-hate, that's cool. I'm going to be sleeping safe and sound in my $8,000 bed in a quiet-ass neighborhood because I'm moving. They're trying to do with them headaches. I'm not trying to do with them headaches. Like I was outside passing out candy when me and my wife were. Looking at all the kids come by and their parents. Well, I'm out there counting. While she's out there passing out the candy, I'm out here just counting the races, to making mental notes of how many white folks I see, how many black folks I see. Because I'm like, all right, if I see way too many black folks, that means I'm going to have to start looking for some new property. I mean, it's getting a little too sunny out here, like my man Akitunde would say. You know what I mean? It's getting a little too sunny out here. But, you know, it is what it is, man. I'm at the age, I don't give a shit. I ain't worried about nobody calling me coons, because, you know, everybody that, because, you know, most of the people that call me coons are be on this, you are full of self-hate crap. These be the niggas that be living in them struggle communities, or on the verge of living in there. I ain't trying to live around that shit. I told y'all, most coons I know, we live good, for the most part. We chilling. This is my backyard. I'm sad. Hold on, trying to zoom in. Hold on. You see that? I ain't got to worry about. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to worry about people moving behind me and shit. I get to enjoy nature. I got eagles flying around my damn house. Occasional alligators coming out that damn lake back there. But you know I ain't got to worry about? I got to worry about all these wild animals. But I ain't got to worry about no wild niggas. You know what I'm saying? Occasionally, you'll see a homeless dude stroll up in here. I live with a bunch of Karens. They be on the Facebook hotline calling the police. There's a homeless guy out here. I'd be like, do your job, Karen. Do your job. I'm dead ass, man. I got a couple Karens out here, B. They might be annoying, but shit. They be out there patrolling the community, keeping out all the riffraff, and I'm 100% with it. Just saying, that's just the way I'm gonna live. Cause like I say, things start getting a little too sunny. You know what I'm saying? You could be on this old righteous stuff. You want to live around black folks, and I get it. I ain't saying all black folks is bad. You can go to the hood right now. There's a whole bunch of good black folks out there. Problem is, they're surrounded by a whole bunch of crazy niggas and crazy nigga culture. I ain't trying to be around that crap. Not me. I don't go to the clubs. Don't invite me to the barbecue. Don't invite me. I got my own grill. I barbecue my own shit up. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to go. I'm good. I done been to enough barbecues in my lifetime. I've electric slided enough in my lifetime. I'm good. You You know, I should have learned this lesson. Let me tell y'all something. I remember I was, let me see, how old was I? I had to have been like 6 or 7 years old, right? I should have learned this lesson when I was 6 or 7, but I didn't learn it because obviously I was too young to realize it. So I was like probably about 7 or 8. So I went to South Carolina and I was with my grandma and my aunts and uncles, right? We go to South Carolina where my grandma's parents, you know, my great-grandparents at. It was like back in the, like I say, the late 80s or something, mid to late 80s. So we go up there for a family reunion. My granddad, Buster Utsi, that's his actual name, Buster Utsi. Buster, great-granddad, used to own this juke joint right next to my great-grandma's house. Like, it was like you walk right outside, the juke joint is right there. Pool table, video games, full bar. His spot was a spot. Everybody come out there. Like I say, I'm a little kid just running around. So I'm running in and out the bar. I remember this, right? So I'm in the bar watching the grown people play pool. And my aunt, my mother's younger sister, comes in there. She's like 9 years older than me. So she comes into the bar and she's crying her eyeballs out. I'm like, why is my aunt crying? What the hell going on? So I go outside, poke my little head out the bar. Nigga, it is a full-blown fight going on outside between my uncles and some crazy niggas from down the street that wanted to come to the family reunion, but they weren't related to us, or maybe they were, but they came out there starting shit. And across the street was this ditch with all these broken bottles and stuff. So I remember walking out, looking. I see my Uncle Donald. Remember, I've told y'all about my Uncle Donald like a million times, the one that went to prison back in the day. I remember seeing him pick up this damn bottle. It was like a, I don't know, it's like just like a regular beer bottle, and busted across this nigga's head, right? And then I look to my right, my Uncle Vincent, right? He's the big muscular one from back in the day. I see him go over to his little white car, open up the back passenger door, and I guess there's a nigga sitting in the back. He gets into that car and just starts pounding this nigga. I'm talking about you drug the nigga out. There's like blood all over the ground, blood on the window. I'm just sitting around just watching this, like fascinated. Like, wow, my uncles is out here whooping ass. Then my granddad, my great-granddad come out. He go into his house. He go get his shotgun. He starts busting shots in the air. Then basically the whole place cleared out. But that should have taught me, you know, obviously, like I said, this was like 80. This had to have been like 86, 87. I was like 6, 7, maybe about to turn 8 around that time. If I had the mentality of a grown-up at that age, that would have told me right then and there, I can't be around niggas. Because I couldn't even, listen, I'm at a family reunion. You know, got the old folks out there. My grandma, my great-grandma, my great-aunts. Like, all these older people that have, you know, a lot of them have since passed on, obviously. And niggas can't even go to a family reunion. You can't even have a bunch of niggas at a family reunion without some violence going down. You know what I'm saying? And now that I think about it, let me tell you something. I can't recall the family reunion since then with my family, ever since that incident happened. I don't even know if they've ever had one since then on my side of the family. But that should have told me, you know, like I say, I just think about that. And like I said, I'd be hearing all this stuff, can't be around niggas. I'm like, damn. I just think back to my little 6, 7, 8-year-old self. I'm like, shit, it was right there in front of my face. You know what I mean? Can't be around niggas, man. Not even at the family reunion where you're supposed to be getting together, celebrating with your cousins, grandmas, and eating all the good food. Luckily, nobody got killed that I know of, but like I say, the story goes, it's just a bunch of niggas that just wanted to come through. I don't think they were related to us. And I guess somebody said, y'all can't pull up, there's a family event. And next thing I know, it's just this big ruckus going on. Niggas getting their heads cracked. And I'm just, like I said, I'm like 7 years old just watching it. Like, this is the coolest shit I've ever seen in my life. I ain't been back to a family reunion since, man. But anyways. That's sad though, man. But regardless, man, we gotta figure out who's gonna be next, man. Hate to sound morbid, like I ain't got no feels. It's kind of like, I kind of don't. I mean, like I say, it's sad, but it's like, dude, the reality is, you know, somebody's coming. Somebody's gonna be next. So it's like, instead of us just sitting around here being, you know, waiting for the day and being shocked, oh my goodness, you know, maybe we could figure out a way to place bets on this crap. You know what I'm saying? Figure out a way to turn it into a game. Like, who's gonna be next? Because it's gonna happen. They're gonna repeat the process. Somebody gonna go out there shining and stunting in the wrong part of town. And then I hate when everybody get up on here, man, we should have the right to go where we wants to go and wear what we wants to wear. Well, you do have that right. But let's just stop acting like when you go around these broke people and you shining and glistening and you around a bunch of haters, let's just stop acting like niggas won't do something to you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you wear what you want. You just need to be prepared for the possibility of a nigga that might try to do something to you. You know what I mean? So, I don't know what else to say, man. It's very sad, though. Nah, I ain't hosting no family reunions here. See, the problem with family reunions, especially with, I don't know how it is with the rest of y'all's family, but at least with mine's, a lot of the older people who knew who everybody was connected to, they've all passed away. You know what I'm saying? Like the ones who can really pull out the photo albums and trace the family tree, like, oh, this is your great-great Uncle Junebug, and he married Susie Lou, and you know what I'm saying? Well, them people have gone. They're gone. So, you know, I don't know how well that how that will work. At least for this particular side of the family, up to a certain point. You know what I'm saying? But nah, I ain't never thought about it. And I don't think I want to. And that's, you know, not because I'm anti-family. It's you know, I got people that claim to be my cousins, right? They be finding me on Facebook because we got the same last name. And then turns out they're like a third or fourth cousin, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, their granddad was my granddad's brother or something like that, you know what I mean? But I be looking at them like, I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know you. Like, somebody hit me up on Facebook on the DMs the other day. Hey, what up, cuz? I read the message. I had to ask this person, like, how do you know me? Like, I mean, I'm like, who is this? You don't remember me? We met in like 1995. No, I don't remember you. No, I don't. Like, who are you? How do you know me? I do not know you. So I only keep in tabs with family that I actually know. That I was raised around, grew up around. Other than that, if I don't know you, you know, I mean, you're kind of like a stranger to me. You know, I just don't know you. It kind of is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know you. I wonder if it's possible to have a sunny neighborhood without letting niggas in. No, it's not. See, here's the problem with this, right? Let's just say you build this beautiful gated community full of upward mobile, intelligent, family-oriented black folks that's not into the nigga shit. You got like, I don't know, 100 houses out there. Everybody's a well-to-do family, all right? The problem is niggas don't want to cut off the riffraff, right? So they'll have their little housewarming party. They're going to call up Junebug and all them. They're going to call up Keisha and all them. Keisha and all them going to pull up to the spot, bumping music, acting ignorant when they hop out. They come to the party. You know, they'll probably be sane for a little bit, but the problem is they're going to keep coming back. They're going to find reasons to keep coming back, right? It's kind of like if I put some food out in my backyard and a bear comes through and eats it, And then he just keeps coming back because he expects there to be food. I mean, that's just kind of what it is. They're going to keep coming back. The riffraff. To the point where they're gonna wear you down with the woe is me. You don't care about your family and the community. You think you better than everybody else. I mean, they're gonna hit you with that. They're gonna hit you with that all over your head. It takes an extremely stubborn, strong-minded black person to ignore all that bullshit. You gotta be extremely stubborn, because most black folks, that's their kryptonite. You think you better than the rest of us. That's kryptonite to most black people, because you're like, damn. No, I'm not better, you know. All right, yeah, you can come over, all right. And if you know, they're moving in, they over there every day, they parking cars all on the grass. I mean, it's what happens, man. I mean, I see it all the time. I got this one relative. She done had a baby. She done dropped the damn one. As soon as the baby's like, I don't know about the girl's gotta be like, the little baby's gotta be like 5 years old. But ever since the baby was born, the baby been living with another relative. But the baby mama, the mother of the baby, been collecting all the money, you know, the child support and all this other crap. But she hardly ever gives any of that money to the person that's raising her kid. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to have stuff like that going on, because they're going to look at you and be like, oh, you live in this nice family-oriented area, and they're going to try to drop their kids off on you and turn you into the damn parent of their children so they can go out there and get turned up and pop more babies out. Like, I see this all the time, man. Well, matter of fact, I got another cousin, my aunt. One of my aunts. She's been raising one of my cousins one of my cousin's daughters, she's been raising her daughter's daughter since the baby was born. Now the baby is like, she's like 21 years old now, but the mama, she don't, you know, moved around a couple different spots, popped out about four or five other kids by about three or four other niggas. You know what I'm saying? But she initially dropped that baby off on her mama. That's what they do, man. So what I'm saying is it possible to have a nice so-called black community or a community? I don't know, because it's possible to create it, but the problem is, what is the mentality of those who want to create it? Because a lot of them are just weak. They're going to invite the riffraff. They can't say no. They suffer from what was the actual term for it? From like black, some damn term I heard somebody say, or maybe I said it, I don't know. But anyways, their weakness, their kryptonite, us. You think you white, you think you better than us. You better remember where you come from. You know, it hit you with all that stuff. You gotta be a strong-willed person to be like, yeah, I am better, because I make better decisions. That's why I live over here, and you live all the way over there. And no, I don't want you over here. You can come over here on holidays and birthdays, but you ain't finna be over here every goddamn weekend like you live here. Ain't enough people out there like that. And so that's what ends up happening with a lot of black communities. The riffraff comes in, man, because niggas just don't know how to say no. They feel guilty. Oh, yeah, it's black guilt. That's black guilt. So, you know, he got white guilt. White guilt is when white folks feel bad for the sins of their ancestors. Black guilt is a black person who's become somewhat successful, feeling bad because everybody else ain't successful, and now they feel like they gotta drag everybody with them. That's black guilt. G Dizzle don't suffer black guilt. None at all. So I'm just saying. That's why you gotta cut this crap off, man. No matter what your financial level is, you ain't got to be as rich as a rapper or athlete. You know, you could be out there making $50,000 a year and still apply the same principles, man. But you got to cut it off, man. If not, they're going to invite unwanted, you know, like I got another relative, right? On my wife's side of the family. He can't come to my house at all. at all. Because every time he's come to in the past, he's always come with this nigga shit. Always come, I mean, he gets highly disrespectful because he likes to drink. When he starts drinking, he starts talking shit to writing checks his ass can't cash. So I was like, he can't come to my house no more. You see that nigga on FaceTime, see him at your mama house or whatever, he can't come to my crib no more. Because I will get this nigga to business if he says anything crazy to me. So you can't come to the crib, man. But you got to be like that. If you want to maintain some sense of peace and tranquility in your life, you got to cut these ignorant niggas off, man. You have to remove yourself from ignorant Negro positions, spots they be at. You have to. I mean, because there's no fixing it. No matter how much money you give these people, you know, everybody talking about reparations. Reparations ain't going to fix shit. Reparations is just going to give Negroes more resources to act more ignorant. That's it. They ain't going to fix. They need to have like some type of litmus test or some type of, I don't know. They need to do like some type of mental background check on niggas before you get reparations. They need to run you like, yeah, you need to have like a clean criminal history for at least 10 years. 10 strong years, no criminal history, bare minimum. Then you need to go get like a psych evaluation. We need to pull up all your social medias to see if you out here holding up money phones and flashing guns all over the place. You know, we need to do something. Because you give everybody reparations, it's just going to make niggas get even more niggified. And we got the proof. The proof is every time these rappers get killed. Like, let's just take Takeoff and Quavo at the dice game. You think Quavo was playing dice with a bunch of random niggas off the street? He was probably playing, I heard he was probably playing dice with Jay Prince's son. You know, Jay Prince, CEO of Rap-A-Lot Records, his son, Jay Prince Jr. So he was probably playing dice with a bunch of other niggas around his age that got money because they got family in the business or whatever. So he's playing dice with a bunch of niggas with money. So all these niggas got money, a lot of money, disposable money they can play dice with. And niggas still pull the pieces out and your man Takeoff gets sent up out of here. So what you think gonna happen if you just cut every nigga in America a reparations check? You gonna have these situations all over the place, B. All over the place. Because they doing it now with the money that they've earned through their musical career. They do it now. So you talking about giving niggas a free check? Come on, man. Just cause I think they need to be highly selective about how they pass out reparations. I think they might need to make cash payments to some people that have a 15 to 20 year history of documented financial responsibility. And everybody else, you get your reparations in the form of a community center, or you know, we'll exclude you from paying taxes or something. But you just can't give cash to everybody. I'm sorry, you can't do it. You cannot do it. It'll be the dice championships, Baltimore versus Atlanta. Chicago niggas will come through and shoot up and rob everybody. I mean, come on, man. It's crazy. What time is it? I got like an hour. I got another consultation in an hour. But yeah, man. You have aunts I had to cut off like that because it's not acceptable to kick a female human in her ass when she deserves and earns it. Yeah, man. Yeah, man, I got consultations going on, man. I got like quite a few of them. I got a whole bunch. This is going to be going on through December. My class don't start till January, so I got one I got to do today, two tomorrow. I think one the day after. Wait, I don't know, something like that. I don't know. But yeah, man, that's how it be, man. I'm trying to make money. See, I'm trying to make money so I can move out this neighborhood and move into a more exclusive neighborhood. neighborhood. This neighborhood is chill, somewhat exclusive, but I need a more, I need one of them neighborhoods where I'm the only black person out there. I need to live, I need to move into one of them neighborhoods where I'm the only black person out there. That's the type of neighborhood I want to move into, where the neighbors are staring at me like, who is this nigga? Hey, how you doing, neighbor? That's where I want to be. I want to be around them. So I need to make a little bit more money. You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit more. So I know I'm half white, but I ain't fully white. You know what I mean? I want to be the blackest thing out there. I don't want nobody. I want to. This is as black as the neighborhood gonna be right here. That means I gotta make some more money. But yeah. So I'm trying. You know what I'm saying? Taking my skill set, trying to teach people. I ain't teaching niggas how to shoot dice though. You know what I mean? I don't even know how to shoot. I never played a dice game a day in my life. I don't even know how to play it. But I've never been a gambler, so it never appealed to me to begin with, so. Anyways, that's that, man. So rest in peace to your mans, though. Very sad. Very, very sad and unexpected, but same time, it's like, you just can't be around that crap, man. You just can't be around that crap. You can't be. You got to accept that niggas is going to be niggas. Okay, how much money they got, they going to be on some ignorant nigga stuff. You got to get away from that crap. Got to get away from it. That shit will cost you your life. And it costs people their lives every day. Every day. All right, I'm about to go. Y'all be easy. I'm out. Peace.